New documents show that top officials are deeply worried about the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on our schools. In briefings to ministers, the Education Ministry emphasised urgent problems with student learning and teacher retention. That led to the government announcing a $43 million package in September to support catch-up learning. With me now is Porirua College Principal Ragni Maxwell. Morena.
Kia ora.
Coming to the end of another hard school year, Ragni, looking back on this year, but the last kind of 2-3 years, how disruptive has COVID been for your tauira?
Much more than we ever imagined when we went into this. We thought it was going to be worse in terms of losses at the beginning, but we never imagined this prolonged impact on breaking kind of normal habits of school life, such as attendance, over years.
Can you give us some examples?
Attendance is the single biggest thing. Obviously, there's been people getting COVID, people having to self-isolate, but there's also been schools having to roster home, having to close early because we simply can't get the teachers and we can't cope with the teacher absences due to illness either. So students over these last 3 years have missed so much school time. And for the seniors, for year 13 who are leaving now, that has been their entire NCEA experience.
What have the numbers of dropouts been in the last year or two?
Much higher than usual. And there's a complex of issues leading to that. Jobs have become widely available for young people and everyone's desperate to hire, but at the same time many of their parents, who of course are higher paid, have lost work, and that's been a complex interaction where sometimes parents are at home unable to get jobs and their kids are having to work to support the family.
This $43 million package that was announced in September, how much, what did you get of that, and what did you use it for, are using it for?
It's a loss of learning payout is the one we got. There were some different payouts. There was one that provided tutoring for students during the holidays if they attended 80%, but we didn't regard that as something useful or feasible. You know, we couldn't guarantee 80% attendance in the holidays. And the issue isn't that we don't have teachers who can teach kids, full stop. We didn't need tutors. But we did get some other money that had a broader, could be used in broader ways, the loss of learning funding. And we have used that to bring in some courses after the senior classes finished. We had a Manaaki Marae course, we had a health and safety course, we had one of our teachers run a dance course to get final dance credits for year 13 who had done Polyfest that enabled them to get another UE subject. So we had a range of things on offer for students who had just failed too many assessments along the way, almost entirely due to attendance. And we also paid some teachers a small temporary promotion to work with the students. So we had 5 staff who divided all the students who weren't going to make it but still could between them and worked with them individually, following up, getting them along to school. They staffed the library during a mahi tahi period, spread a catch up. Yeah,
and new attendance officers, I want for a better term as well, truancy officers or truant staff, how have they been working? Have they been effective?
Yes, one of the early things we got some ministry funding for was a senior achievement and attendance officer, because attendance officers only work with students up till they're 16, which means the very moment when they're hitting the real challenges of assessed learning and credentials, they no longer get that support. So we hired someone to do that who worked with them, did things like go and pick them up from home, meet with the whānau if they weren't coming in, find out if they were getting a job, try to help them negotiate different hours so they could still attend school. You know, worked with them in a complex of ways with their actual situations. That's been amazing. That's
it. Thanks, Rand. Oh, thank you so much for your time this morning. That is Porirua College Principal Ragni Maxwell.